This is Peter Walsh with M&R.
Scott Ritter with the Decorated Apparel Expo.
This is Ben Landisman with Lawson Screen and Digital Products.
This is Deborah Sexton.
And you're listening to the Two Regular Guys
Podcast.
Hosted by Terry Combs
and Aaron Montgomery.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, March 26, 2021. I'm Terry Combs. You can find me at terrycombs.com.
Did you really say March 26th, Terry? Are we almost done with March already? We're almost done with the first quarter?
I know. And Aaron, it's spring.
Very nice.
Here it's summer.
Yes, that's Uber true. Summer. Yeah, I'm coming out for summer, not Uber summer, but we'll talk about that in a second. All right. Well, I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at oursuccessgroup.com. Today, we'll welcome in Adrian Palmer, the editor-in-chief of Screen Printing Magazine. Some amazing, amazing stuff going on over there. So we'll check in on the latest trends in screen printing. We'll talk about some social media stuff and really just all the cool stuff that they've got going on over there at Screen Printing Magazine. They've got some great programs coming up that we definitely want to highlight. Plus, they've started a podcast. It's worth checking out. Really good stuff happening over there. So we'll save that. I don't want to steal all of the thunder, but looking forward to talking to her in just a moment. But Terry, not a ton of news happening that came across my desk. Anything of note on your end? I didn't see.
I looked a little bit for some news items, and I thought, man, we have so much to cover with Adrian that maybe we're better not. But you know, you mentioned coming out here. We're going to be doing the show live together next week.
We are. After we get done with the half later, I'm going to start the drive, the trek out to Arizona. It's spring break here for my 10-year-old. So we're going to go and visit my son that lives out in Arizona and really looking forward to that trip and making it out there. But it just so happens the hotel we're going to be at that's out kind of towards my son's house is about 5 minutes away from Terry's house. So
exactly.
We're going to have the taco guys, Jay and Jeff, joining us next week. And we thought, you know, this could be a lot of fun or it could be a huge disaster. So we'll see.
Here's the deal about the taco guys, though. You know, all the guests hold up the taco, and then they put it down and they don't take a bite out of it until the end. I think that since they're on our show, we should buck that trend and go ahead and have our wings during the show. What do you think?
All right. Hey, you know what? It's 8 a.m. Arizona time. It's always time for wings. I don't see a problem with that. So we'll see if Jeff and Jay show up and how they do. But looking forward to having a chat with them and having a little fun as well. So let's check in with a couple of the regulators here first, Terry, and then we'll get to the dad joke and then we'll get to Adrian here. So let's see here. Good morning, Curtis. Dale says regulators are charged. Christine, good morning. And Justin, good morning. Thanks for being here. And Eric in the comments as usual. Thank you, sir, for making this show what it is. And Sandy, good morning. Always love welcoming in Gustav from Sweden and Rich and Amanda and everybody is just checking in. We appreciate everybody joining us here this morning. Kim Johnson, Carolyn, Christine says, hijinks will ensue. Terry and Aaron together in one place. Terry and Aaron together in one place after over a year of that happening. So
yeah,
look out, world.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it too early, 8 a.m. our time, to have beer and wings? Or are we just going to go by Central Center of the Universe time, which
it's, you know, 10 o'clock. It's a Friday, Terry. So I'm on vacation. It's working vacation, but still vacation. So, exactly. Good morning, David Gross checking in, and Vic Autry and John. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're really excited to talk to Adrian here in just a moment. But Terry, anything else? Or I mean, I think it's probably dad joke time, don't you?
I think it is too. And we didn't write this one, so you know, you guys say what you will. I think it's a pretty darn good one.
I think so too. So Shad also checking in, and Dale says, "Let the shenanigans begin." And
the
then
next
Carolyn
has said shenanigans.
All right. So Carolyn says wings and Bloody Marys sound like a plan. Again, we're not condoning alcoholism. We just will partake occasionally. So, all right. So let's get to that dad joke, because like you said, we've got a lot of ground to cover with Adrian here, and let's go from there. You want to bring it to us there, Terry?
Oh, okay. I saw your name next to it, so I was just sitting here waiting. Okay. This is actually from Lexi. who is with Joe Ortolani's production staff. So
Joe Ortnow over at Ortnow Art.
Sorry. What did I say?
Oh, you were thinking James Ortolani.
Sorry, Joe. I do know your name. I'll get another chance next week because Lexi sent us two, and they were both really good. All right. Here's the dad joke. What's the best thing about Switzerland, Aaron?
I don't know what the best thing about Switzerland is.
I don't know either, but the flag is a big plus.
All right.
Good
thank
job,
you,
Lexi.
Yep. And then, so speaking of dad jokes, just one more real quick note on that before we let that go. I got tagged on a post on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, from Lisa Shaw. She's a regular contributor to our dad joke. And she asked if we had a database. D-A-D. All right.
Where we store the dad jokes in a vault. Yeah.
Yes. The database. All right. So I see we've run off most of our viewers, but let's see if we can get back on track. Well, here.
That's because they just came to hear the dad joke. Okay. I'll check in with you guys later. And speaking of that, before we dive in, thanks to everybody for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. We are always looking for new guests out there. If you or anyone you know would like to join us, go to calendly.com/2regularguys with your show ideas. If you are listening right now to the podcast version of the show, we would appreciate you sharing the Two Regular Guys with your industry friends so they can become regulators too. We would love and appreciate you giving us a review. This is really important to us, you guys, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon Podcast, or wherever your podcast listening takes you. If you are watching us live right now, please join in with your comments and questions. Reach out to your industry friends so they can join us today too.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get right into this interview, Terry. And again, lots of ground to cover, some amazing stuff going on over there. So would you like to introduce our guest and then we'll grab her and start talking about what's happening at Screen Print Magazine?
Absolutely. Adrian Palmer is the editor-in-chief of Screen Printing Magazine and Big Picture Magazine. She joined Big Picture Magazine in 2012 after graduating from Ohio University's E.W. Scripps School of Journalism, like me, OU. Also a journalism grad from Ohio. During her time with Big Picture, she had held roles as assistant editor, associate editor, managing editor. She added sister publication Screen Printing Magazine to her resume in 2019. She is a 2019 Folio Top Woman in Media, spearheads Big Picture's annual Women in Wide Format and Awards and Best Wide Format Awards, as well as Screen Printing's annual Rising Stars Award, Women in Screen Printing Awards, and the Mentorship Program. She is on the board of Printing United Alliance's Women in Print Alliance, hosts Screensaver, Screen Printing Magazine's podcast, and represents the Big Picture and Screen Printing teams at numerous industry events year-round as a speaker, moderator, and panelist, and guest on Two Regular Guys podcast. Welcome in.
Thank you. Wow. Do you need a glass of water? That was a little long.
Hey, you're doing a lot of stuff. There's a reason why it's
We got to say it. I even added at the end to regular guests.
Yeah, we now
Thank
expect
you so
that to
much.
Be.
And go Bobcats, Terry.
Go Bobcats.
That's awesome. All right. Well, in the bio there, and even before I mentioned the podcast, so let's start there. Tell us about your new podcast. When did it start? What? How it came to be? What it's all about?
Is it the same time slot as us?
No, don't want to compete at all. So yeah, it's called Screensaver and we launched it 3 weeks ago. So we have three episodes currently right now. There's a new episode every week and we launched them on Monday. So once everyone's watched yours and listened to yours, they can listen to ours. We're calling it kind of a podcast that takes you inside the world of screen printing. So straight from the shop floor. And I'm connecting with screen printers around the globe to really help listeners grow their business. So as I mentioned, episodes 1 through 3 are available now. You can go to screenprintingmag.com, which is our brand new website. So if you have not been there, I definitely recommend checking it out. So screenprintingmag.com/podcast or Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Yes, we've had three so far. First episode was with Ron Augelli of We Talk Shirty. We talked about branding your business. Second episode, Tracy Johnston Aldworth of Traces Screenprinting. And we really dive deep into hiring and retaining great employees. She is doing so much at her shop, profit sharing, and then she does team trips every year. So that was really cool to talk about. And also just like team trips down the road, like Rome and Mexico and the Bahamas. Wow. So that's really cool. The third episode that came out this week is with Val and Eric Solomon of Night Owls. And we go into how you can run a business with your life partner. So really everything that goes into that. So that's really an interesting one. Upcoming episodes, we have Dave Kent, Roger Burnett, Allison Van Hooser, Jeremy Picker, Marshall Atkinson, Veronica Anderson. We have a lot lined up already. So some really great experts on a ton of topics, and they're about 25 to 40 minutes. So, you know, you can listen on maybe like a walk during lunch or while you're working on the shop floor, your drive home. Well, I mean, I guess if everyone's going into the office now, but yeah, so that's awesome. What's going on with ScreenSaver.
Cool.
Aaron and I are doing the team trip, but it's virtual. So, you know, we haven't decided where we're going.
Yeah. I was hoping that maybe you could just release a whole bunch of them this week, because I've got about a 21-hour drive ahead of me here. So, but I'm definitely going to be, I'll definitely be checking out what you've got out there. In fact, that last one about having a business with your life partner. So maybe my wife will not want to kill me anymore. So that if I learn some things there.
No, those sound awesome.
Really great. That's cool. Adrian, real quick on that. So What kind of drove you to start a podcast? Were you seeing that people were interested in that, and you know, were your readers, listeners kind of calling for that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, it had been on my list of things to do for at least a year, if not more. It's odd because I feel like I'm working quadruple time now during the pandemic with everything that's going on. But somehow I decided, okay, now is the time.
Yeah.
ST Media Group was actually acquired by SmartWork Media last fall. And their sister brands have a podcast. And so they have a team of editors. And I thought, okay, I have the resources to do this. Maybe not necessarily the time. So that's kind of on the back end of it. But in terms of everyone, everyone listens to them. even though I think we were joking with Eric before, you know, that's just going to be a fad. No, it's not.
yes.
It really was. When we were doing our reader surveys, you know, where do you want to get your information? Podcast is pretty high on the list. So for me, it's, you know, where do you want to get your information, and let's make sure we're on all of those platforms. So if it's social media, if it's a website, if it's the magazine, if it's a podcast, if it's a virtual event, you know, we just want to make sure that we're providing all of the right tools for you and doing it in the right platforms.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. And we love that fact. And, you know, like you said, it did seem like everybody had a podcast, but that's really in our minds, that's really a good thing. You know, we're getting more information out there to the industry. We're covering more topics. We're bringing more people into the conversation. And we love the podcast medium. Obviously, like you said, you know, if you're driving, or if you're on the treadmill, or if, you know, you just need something in the background. We're really super excited to see a great program like you're putting out there, and seeing all of the new cool information coming out. So thanks for doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah, our passing fad of podcasting. We're 9 years in, but we think it's just a passing by.
Right.
And we have a team also. So thanks, Eric.
It takes a village.
It does.
But so last week we had a press release from you, and we talked about the new mentorship program. Talk to us about that. What's that all about?
Yeah. So if anyone's listening, you have only a couple more days to register. So I'm glad we're doing this now. Registration to become a mentor or mentee is due this Monday, March 29th. So again, you can go to our website, screenprintingmag.com/mentorship, and you can register there to be a mentor or a mentee. And we're really asking that this is just strictly, you know, shop owners or people who work in shops or maybe entrepreneurs who are looking to get into the business. It's not really designed for OEMs. We're calling it the mentorship project, and it is a 6-month match program. And our goal is, yes, thank you. There's the link. Designed to help screen printers advance their careers and grow their business and develop personally and professionally, because we know that's important too. I do want to thank our exclusive sponsor, Rock US. So they are our sponsors, and they're really helpful in getting kind of the back ends to get back in together and also getting people involved who want to be mentors and mentees. So the program Screen Printing will connect to screen printers, and we're basing this off of their goals, market, and region. And we will facilitate the first meeting, which originally was maybe going to just be individual meetings with the mentors and mentees, but we have so many people who have signed up. So we may just do one giant Zoom to get everyone on the same page, which is also great because I think it's showing just how large this community is and the interest. And so we're excited for that. When you're in the registration form, you'll decide on the 5 goals you want to work on over the course of the program. And then I'll kind of work with you and your mentor or mentee to make sure that those are actually going to, you know, get, we're going to talk about those over the course of the 6 months. So once you're matched and once we have that initial meeting, you can meet in person, you know, if safe to do so, over the phone, through video chat. And then each month I'll receive a status update from the mentor and mentee. If the match is not a success, don't worry. You know, we will work toward finding a better fit. And then for those maybe even who aren't mentors or mentees, we're going to be highlighting the process kind of through our channels. So you can pay attention and, you know, we'll share some interesting things that are going on kind of behind the scenes. And at the end of the 6 months, the members will receive a certificate of participation, and hopefully we'll do some kind of, if it's in person or virtual, we'll do some kind of, you know, event.
Cool.
At the end to get everyone together.
Yeah.
Do you have more people jumping in who want to be mentors, or more people who want to be there? It's going to be impossible, right, to have the exact number.
It's actually all mentor. No, it's a good mix. Honestly, it's a pretty good mix, which is nice. And then, you know, if there are maybe more mentees, then I think I'm going to have some conversations with mentors who I know would be willing to maybe mentor one other person, and just to kind of gauge their interest there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Is there a cost involved with this?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's an amazing program. And you said who's the supporter of that again? Let's just make sure we
Rock cover US is our sponsor. So
great.
Thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that sounds like a fantastic program. So make sure you guys go and check that out. As you said, you've got till Monday, so time is short, but it sounds like a program that can really do some things for both sides. I think people,
I would say it's mutually beneficial for sure.
Yeah.
I would say that entrepreneurs entering the market, you know, they're interested in learning very technical aspects of screen printing, or maybe how to brand their shop from the beginning. And then even mid-level business owners, they may want more of that professional development. So like better manager, or maybe that 5 to 10 year plan. And then even the people who are going to be the mentors, you know, they've been printing for decades, but maybe they're looking to grow their social media presence or their website. So even if you're joining as a mentor, you're going to learn something
Well, and I've always found that when you are teaching somebody or working with somebody, it's kind of sharing, that also solidifies that for you, because you have to think about it, you have to articulate that, and maybe something that you've done on autopilot for all of these years, you, when you have to explain that to somebody, it makes you think, oh, how can I improve that and do that better? So, like you said, there's value on both sides for sure.
You know, we have a listener, Dean Hudson, a regular listener, regular regulator of the show. And he says, can you do both? I think that's an interesting question.
That is interesting. Maybe send me an email and sign up, and then maybe make a note or send me an email. And that's something that maybe we can discuss or figure out. Maybe there's somebody in your region, you know, maybe there's a match for you as a mentor and mentee. That's interesting.
Yeah.
TBD.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Good. And then Christine says, I love this mentorship programs. One of the things I've been working and is getting more women to be mentors. Programs like this help with that goal. So,
yes, absolutely. And some of our 2020 Women in Screen Printing Award winners have already signed up to be mentors. So if you are a young woman in the business looking to find a female mentor, this is a good opportunity for you because they're involved. And, you know, that's just another thing. If you're looking for guidance or even some kind of networking connection, definitely take a look at our editorial advisory board and also the 2020 Women in Screen Printing Award winners, and then also our previous Rising Stars Award winners. You'll find someone there to help, because what I found, I mean, I haven't even been in this part of the industry, you know, for 2 years, but everyone wants to help other people. So there's so many resources. There's somebody who is in your shoes, who is successful now and can help you, whether that's a, you know, male or female.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, Adrian. So let's spend a little bit of time talking about kind of the trends in apparel decorating during COVID, maybe getting to post COVID here. You obviously been very busy all over the place, lots of programs going on. So I know you've got your finger on the pulse here. But talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on online selling. What are you seeing there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it was, I'm just like a year ago, yikes, when everything was shutting down, that's really when people realized, oh, if I don't have an online shop, I'm not going to be doing well. And so, you know, if you weren't doing it before, COVID definitely gave you a reason to. I just think that for those first few months of this pandemic were a game changer. And the shops that did have that online presence were in a really good spot, but the others kind of were scrambling to do so. I remember in those first couple weeks, one of our board members, Kevin Oakley, with Stoked On Printing, he was offering to set up websites for free for other screen printers. So again, this community is so great. And they were really just like getting ready to say, okay, like, let me help you, because if you don't have this, you're not in a good spot. So I think online selling is huge, but you have to do it right. And there are a lot of resources out there to help you make sure that you are having the right forms. I think with online selling, you don't necessarily even have to have inventory. You can see what is, what's being bought, and then you can print that. So I think that's a huge benefit too.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of this too is that this was a slow transition happening, and then COVID just made it so that you had no choice. You had to do it. You had to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Aaron, were you about to say something?
No. I just, in agreement, you can hear my head rattling as I shake and agree with you guys on this stuff.
Well, Adrian, the magazine is titled, obviously, Screen Printing, but I have heard you and on other programs talk about DTG's printing's place in this new world. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, even just personally, when I joined Screen Printing, even though it was a sister publication, I wasn't super involved with it. And I just thought screen printing was printing on a shirt. And then I quickly found out that it's so much more than that. It's, you know, biosensors for COVID-19, printing materials for your smartphone. It is direct to garment printing too, or promotional product printing. So I think, the umbrella under screen printing is so huge. And so, I mean, maybe a better title for us would be specialty printing. But I just, I don't think that, I think that screen printers aren't necessarily pigeonholing themselves to one thing. So screen printing isn't going away, but direct to garment is something that you can offer, or, you know, just see if that takes you anywhere with your clients. So, you know, we're just trying to help you grow and build your business, whatever that may look like. And DTG is a branch of our industry.
Yeah. So go ahead, Terry.
Well, I was just going to say, you're exactly correct. You know, when I started my first screen printing business right when I graduated from HireU. And by the way, I printed all the garments at the college bookstore. I'm sure you've been there. That was my first account. I did all the shirts, 40,000 garments a year for them. So it was nice to start your business with that. But I was a screen printer, and the folks down the street were embroiderers, and those folks over there did vinyl. And I think those days are gone forever. I think you have to be able to offer different types of decoration methods to be successful today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a webinar recently with Jay Bussell. I think I'm pronouncing his name right.
Yep,
I did
yep,
not
yep.
pronounce it the last time right. and he was saying that at the shop he was working for, people kept coming in asking for promotional product items, and he kept pushing them away. And then finally was like, what am I doing? Like, why don't I offer this? If they can come to me and get it, then that's more business. They're just going to go down the street, and then maybe the person down the street is going to start offering screen printing, and now I'm out of business. So, yeah. You don't have to be everything for everyone, but it's something to look into.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think you just at least have to have an understanding, maybe have a partnership there, and yeah, realize that, you know, like Jay was saying, when people are coming in and asking for that, then you better figure out what it is and understand if you need to pivot. That's a new favorite word, right, for everybody these days.
That's been right. Merriam-Webster's word of the year last year.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense. So with
that picture of is the couch going up the stairs on Friends, is that the picture next to it? pivot.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so real quick, back up, you know, so you talk about DTG, are you also seeing so Colleen actually says, can you address sublimation printing as well? Are you seeing a lot of screen printing shops kind of understanding that, getting into that, kind of participating more in that digital space as well?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I would say that more so my connection with that would actually be with my system, that Big Picture magazine in the white format space, seeing that a lot more. But I'd also say even transfer printing, which is a little bit in the same boat, that's something that we're seeing a lot too in the screen printing side. And people who are doing that are very much like, don't just not, like, this is a really viable business opportunity, the transfer screen printing as well.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, cool. So Adrian, I know that you guys do surveys in the industry, and talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing from the apparel trends through that research.
Sure. So the most recent research we've done specifically for trend apparel has really been based on what we are calling trendspiration. So like, where are you finding it? Pinterest is huge. Obviously publications like this, personal style. So that's been the most recent survey we've done, but I would say stay tuned. Because Keypoint Intelligence, our research partner, we are sending out a survey with them specific to screen printing and apparel very soon. And we also launched the Brain Squad. So we are surveying a VIP group of screen printers every month. Our first survey actually just went out this morning, and we already have some responses. So we're asking questions like, what are you looking for when purchasing blank apparel? So specific to apparel trends, things like that, but also questions like, you know, when are you ready to go back into in-person events? How are you mastering your online presence? So you can join that at screenprintingmag.com/brainsquad. And if you're a member, you can see all of the responses from your peers each month. And then we will pick the best ones and put them in the magazine. But I think this is going to be a really, like, really great resource that's going to be straight from your peers. So I definitely get involved in that. So that kind of answered your question.
Yeah, no, definitely. Adrian, give us that website one more time for people that want to look at that. The Brain Squad. Is it just screenprintmag.com/brainsquad?
Screenprintingmag.com/brainsquad. And even if you haven't signed up for this month's survey, we can send you just a link and you can take it anyway. So that'll be available.
You know, I have a survey question for future that I know a lot of people are thinking about, which is all the trade show companies are saying, oh, we're going to have we're going to start in April. We're going to start in May. We're going to start in June. And, you know, they all keep getting nudged back a little bit. But my question is this, which vendors are actually going to participate this year in trade shows? And add to that, which industry participants are actually going to physically show up for a trade show this year? I'd love to hear that, because that's the conversation that I have among vendors all the time. Who's going to display? Who's going to show up to see it? And I'm curious. I have no idea. So think about that one.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation.
Yeah, for sure. We will definitely share the results for who's, like, in terms of attendees. But I definitely think that's a good question that we should be asking vendors, because if everyone shows up and no one's there displaying anything, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, and when we vendors, we're all like, are you going? I don't know. Are you going?
Well, I'm going to be somewhere, because I just have to get out, right? I got to get out of my basement here. So
Eric's going to start with a trip to my house. So we're doing the live event from my
baby
office.
Steps. So. Baby steps.
I'm jealous. Yeah. You two will be in person. I really forget what that's like.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be awkward at first, but we'll figure it out. So
yeah. Could you just maybe put your phone up and then just, like, I'll talk to your phone, like a screen. I need a screen. Just, in person. Like, I can't,
hey,
like,
Barry, how's it going? That's awesome.
Anyway.
All right. Well, where are we going from here? Go ahead, Terry.
Let's take a little shift to promoting your business through social media. I know that's something that you talk about a lot. This was growing fast before COVID, just like we were talking before, but talk to us a little bit about social media promotions and marketing.
Yeah, it's definitely more important now than ever. I'm sure everyone's screen times on their phones has gone up this last year. I really ignore that notification every time it comes through. But everyone is on their phone. Everyone is looking on social media. It's just like any escape. So you definitely need to be on it. I would say that even for, you know, the younger generation, when they hear about your company, they're not going to your website. They're searching for you on Instagram. That is where they're going. So if you have a younger generation as your customer, then you definitely need to have presence there. I mean, I always say, try it out on all platforms, see where your customers are, see what makes sense for you, see what you're most comfortable with. It definitely does take time to build your presence there. Easy things to do would be behind the scenes videos. So people are really interested in seeing things actually being created, printed. So definitely try to do that. I would say if you want to be the brand ambassador for your shop, make sure that you're on camera, you're talking to your customers, sharing things that you're working on, creating that, you know, one-on-one. I would say, in our last two digital editions, we talked to two screen printers, Clever Fools and Vantage Brand Company. They are growing their business on TikTok. They have so many leads, so many followers, making so much money by doing videos on TikTok, and not just behind the scenes. This is how to screen print a shirt. And people who have never even seen that before, like, oh my gosh, I get to see how my shirt is made. I'm going to buy. So yeah. I would check out those articles. And then I would recommend just downloading the app, spending time with it, seeing if it's a fit for your audience. It's a lot of trial and error, but you have to be on it, because if you're not, then you really don't exist.
you know, a year ago, and I think it's almost exactly a year ago, Matt Vassallo was on this program, and said the exact same thing. He goes, you have to be on TikTok. If you don't know how, call me. I'll get you on TikTok.
So yeah.
You have to follow with the Rhinestone World. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel like, oh no, I can't do this, find someone who will help you. Even if that is your 10-year-old daughter who is doing TikTok dances down in your basement, like she will help you and she'll probably be very excited to do it. So get people who are excited, find someone in your business. It doesn't even have to be, I mean, it can be anyone in your company who's good at it, wants to do it, like give that task to them and let them fly with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's a great bit of advice. I actually got on TikTok a while ago and then never really did anything with it. So I re-downloaded the app actually yesterday, but I just haven't figured out my dance move yet. So I'm working on it. We'll figure something out. No, it's like you said, it's a lot more than that. Obviously, that's what everybody talks about. But yeah, it's a massive space and you can do some really cool things with that. We'll definitely check that out. You said those are some digital articles that you guys have over there with those folks?
Yeah. We did a part two in our February, March issue because the Jan Feb issue got so much interest. So in the last two digital editions of Screen Printing, you can find those articles. They're also on screenprintingmags.com, which I recommend you checking out because it is much more dynamic and exciting than it was previously.
Got it. Very cool.
Okay. And our new digital edition, sorry to keep promoting our brand, but the digital edition, you can watch videos within the page. There are live polls. It's very interactive. So if you haven't checked that out, you should. Yeah.
Cool. And Eric's all over it. He actually put a link into the article on TikTok into the comments already. So you can click right on that. And
amazing.
As well, after the program, wait for us to be done, please.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, there's another, not that, you know, I want to know when you ever sleep. It doesn't sound like you're having time for that. But no, my real question is, there was another piece that you're working on here, program, and I can't remember exactly when it is. I don't have it in front of me here, but you're going to do a piece with the inclusion and that kind of stuff. I can't remember the exact name of it, but give us the whole scoop on that. That sounds incredible as well.
Yeah. So what was going to be just one event is now turning into a 4-part series. And it's again, sponsored exclusively by Rock US. And the first event will be a live Zoom on April 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern. And we have three female Black screen printing business owners who will be joining us for the call. And we're going to be talking, this one is now going to be more geared to women screen printers, specifically Black business owners. But that doesn't mean that you have to be in that category to watch it. We're going to be talking about resources for that audience, but also really just, you know, infusing culture and how can we talk more about, you know, being more diverse and more inclusive in this industry? And you know, what can we do at the trade show? How can we bring in more diverse humans into this industry? Things like that. So that, again, April 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern, you can register for that on our website. It's like the main banner on our page, so you won't miss it. So Kesmi Muhammad, Vic from Inbound Inc., and of course I'm forgetting Vic's last name, I'm so sorry, and then D'Angelo Williams are our guests.
Awesome.
For that. And then the rest of them will be focusing on some other groups within that kind of diversity and inclusion umbrella.
That's awesome. Yeah. And like you said, you don't have to be part of those groups. I think just, you know, being there listening, the more we can listen and understand, the smarter we're going to be and the better we'll be able to partner and work together. And just, you know, this is something I say all the time. And the fact that, you know, we want to raise the tide for all the boats. And I think by listening and understanding, that can be a huge way to be a part of that.
I completely agree. Yeah. So the women in screen printing movement kind of came from the women in wide format movements that we started with Big Picture years ago. And just having the conversations and letting people know that things, simple things like hey, I'm a business owner, and when I go to your booth and you ignore me, but you then talk to my husband, who's not involved at all, that's a problem.
Yeah.
People didn't know that was happening, or maybe they did and they were ignoring it. So having conversations like that, you're really learning a lot, and you're going to, you know, hopefully change the way that you're doing business, and at least recognize that there are people in our industry who have had these issues, and it's not okay. So yep. Learn and grow together.
Yeah, I love it. Christine Shreve, actually, who runs the Women in Garment Decorating group on Facebook. I'm not sure if you're in that group or not, Adrian, but
I'm not. I need to join.
Yes, definitely. So, but she said, I saw something about this and thought it was a great idea. Definitely love the idea of getting diverse women to talk about what they do and what being in the industry is like for them. So anyhow, this is something I think is really needed. And we so appreciate you doing that for the industry and bringing that great information to all of us as a whole. So thanks for that.
You know, Adrian, Two Regular Guys are notorious, by the way, for having a one-part show that turns into a four-part show. So we feel you.
Yes. You realize, oh, this is bigger. We just did a promotional products panel, and with Charity Gibson, Jeremy Picker, Jay Bussell, and Marshall Atkinson. And at the end, we were like, okay, we have so much more to talk about. So we're actually doing a second one next week.
That's awesome.
There's so much information to share. And it helps when the industry, everyone here is so great and so fun and charismatic and obviously knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So Adrian, anything that we missed? Like I said, I really have no clue when you sleep, but you've got a lot going on over there. But
have to remember that I'm also the editor in chief of another magazine.
So if anybody's looking for an editor-in-chief of a magazine, apparently Adrian will take anything that comes with
it. Yes, she has some open time on Tuesday after 2.
Yeah. No, that's when I sleep. No.
Okay, don't mess with that. Okay. But seriously, is there anything that we missed throughout the conversation here?
I don't think so. And of course, if there's anything that listeners want to learn about, if that's a topic, if in the magazine, podcast, any of the channels, please let me know. We are here to serve you, and we want to make sure that we're sharing the right information.
Excellent.
So,
perfect. Well, if any of the regulators have any other questions for Adrian, go ahead and get them in the comments right now. While they're doing that, Adrian, can you give our listeners the way to reach you? You know, we've put up some links and stuff like that, but how can listeners find you and Screen Printing Magazine they want to connect and be a part of what you're doing.
Sure. So screenprintingmag.com is definitely the best place to find everything. So you'll find the podcasts, the digital editions, the articles, subscription buttons, everything. The magazine is free. It's all digital. And so that's probably the best place. But if you're on Instagram or Twitter, screenprintmag is our handle. We're on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Adrian_screen. I'm also on LinkedIn, very active there. And you can email me, adrian.palmer@smartworkmedia.com. I always say, because I am a millennial, if you call me and we don't have something scheduled, I won't answer, but I will call you back. I don't like cold calls. No.
Yeah. I must be a millennial at heart. I actually hate phone calls. So awesome. Wow. Well, lots of great places to find you. Lots of great stuff going on over there. We'd love to have you back on at some point to catch up as you continue to do stuff. And we really appreciate your time here today.
Thank you so much. I'd love to join again. This has been super fun.
Good.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Adrian. Awesome. Go Bobcats.
Yes.
All right, Terry. Wow.
All right.
That's
a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff. I'm just blown away by how she's able to pull that off. Great stuff going on over there. Just love, since 2019, she came on at probably the most difficult time too, right? I mean, right before COVID. So having kind of make that switch to take over, and then oh gosh, now we got to deal with COVID and take all this stuff. So, Anyhow,
Aaron, Adrian said something interesting too that I've been saying for 16 years. Screen printing's not going anywhere. Did you catch that? And adding that DTG and sublimation, all these other decoration options are just part of that. And I remember back doing the screen printing classes at US Screen. Aaron, you well remember this when the T-Jet came out. And Scott Presner, and I'm not speaking out of school. I hope he's listening. Scott would say to the class, screen printing will be gone in 2 to 3 years. It will be replaced by direct to garment. And then before he could get out of the room, I'd get up and say, that's entirely wrong. Screen printing's not going anywhere. DTG, though, is a really nice addition to your screen printing shop. Sublimation is a really nice addition to your screen printing shop. So anyway, I thought it was interesting, Adrian, much newer to the industry than me and you, repeating that same thing.
Indeed. And I bet you didn't say sublimation back then, Terry. I don't think anybody, unless you were really into sublimation back at that time, you probably didn't know it. Heck, I spent my first 3 or 4 years in the sublimation world, just trying to help people say sublimation. So
that's true. You don't hear that anymore, but I will tell you this. I opened my first screen printing shop 42 years ago, and I was screen printing sublimation transfers. Mm-hmm. And so on 20 pound typing paper. Copy paper to all you guys.
Typing paper. You probably had a typewriter too. Oh my goodness.
Awesome. I had a journalism degree. Of course I had a typewriter. every class at Ohio U when I was going there had an electric typewriter at your desk.
My guess, when Adrian went there, that was not the same. She's shaking her head now in the background. Awesome. All right. Well, Dean says, I hate the 20 emails that would take 2 minutes on the phone. I get both sides of it, but I've just never been a fan of the phone, so I must be a millennial. Hey,
Dean, I have to tell you, Dean, I've been on the phone with you. You've never had a 2-minute phone conversation. I'm just going to tell you.
I love it. All right, Terry, well, let's do 5 things here, and then we can close it on out. So, Eric, if you'd bring us into 5 things, please.
All right. 5 things brought to you by me.
Nice.
All right. 5 things that will be permanent after COVID-19. And below that, I say things we discovered that worked better. So number one, working from home, either full-time or part-time, will be the norm. Now, hey, if you're pulling a squeegee, you're not going to do that from home necessarily. But a lot of jobs are going to stay at home. Online sales will continue to grow as all or part of your sales effort. Number three, social media marketing will continue to grow as all or part of your marketing effort, just like Adrian was just talking about. Number four, going forward, you will likely know fewer and fewer of your customers face-to-face, so you'll have to build relationship in other ways. Number five, after paring down staff during COVID, jobbing out some of these same positions, accounting, art, marketing, et cetera, will be more common. In other words, those you may not have those people sitting in an office in your shop any longer. It's going to be part of a job out program where people are going to have entire careers at their desk working for 3, 4, 5, 8 companies, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, even before COVID, we were already heading more towards a quote unquote gig economy. And
exactly.
I think COVID accelerated that. And like you said, things we discovered that worked better. And a lot of times that type of thing works better in the right things, you know, in the things that make sense. Like I talk to small businesses and people in our industry all the time about, you know, what should I do for accounting and which program should I use? And I'm like, do you love accounting? Is that what you're passionate about? Is that why you got into screen printing to be an accountant? Huh? Why don't you just job that out? You know, it doesn't make any sense. I get it. You know, we want to keep control of things, but you're going to be way better off paring that down and focusing on what you do best. So anyhow, Like I almost got jumped up on the soapbox there, Terry. You gotta watch me when I do that.
Can I tell you my quick accounting story about my screen class? I always say, you know, here's the great thing about screen printing. Or any business like that's in decorating. I always say, you know, you've got the same issues, employees and all kind of, you know, you're not getting product on time and just like any business, but not a lot of businesses. Do you lift the screen up and go, that's awesome. That's really cool. And then I follow by saying, you know, I don't think the guy that did my taxes finished my taxes and said, that's awesome. I can't wait to do more taxes. And then a guy in the back of the room raised his hand. He goes, I'm an accountant. And I'm like, what are you doing here?
I'll have to, on my way to Arizona, we're going to stop at my dad's house tonight. And for those of you that are keeping score at home, my dad was a CPA for 25 years, a certified public accountant, not what I originally thought CPA stood for, but that's a whole different story. Constant pain in the, you know what, but anyhow, I'll ask him if every time he finished that tax return, he goes, oh man, that is awesome.
I can't wait to do more taxes.
All right, Terry.
Where's that shoebox that guy dropped off with all those receipts?
And things written on napkins. And yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Terry, what's coming up? Some face-to-face live stuff, right?
I can't wait. You know what? Aaron, yesterday I did with you, I did my DAX seminar on screen printing, Saturday screen printing business, what do you really need to buy, which was a lot of fun. Those DAX seminars, guys, that are still coming, there's live interaction. People are asking questions everywhere you're going. It was really cool. And you can go back also and I believe, Aaron, still sign up and see these later on.
Yep, totally. Yeah, in fact, you could still go sign up for Terry's class and get it. I can't remember the exact date that they'll be viewable for, but Scott's got that all programmed into the website and stuff like that. So yeah, you can definitely still catch that and lots to come. We've got at least about another 2 weeks of classes coming up here. It's going to be fun. I'm actually going to be hosting those on the road. So it'll be a good time.
Well, I think Scott Ritter figured out how to do these things during COVID. I think maybe better than anyone. So, you know, kudos to Scott for figuring out how to make the best of this situation and make a lot of great content for people. So
definitely
upcoming though, I have
one second though, Terry, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. Melanie did say good through June, I thought. And I think that's right. Like, I just don't have it in front of me. So, talking about the DAX online seminar series. So anyhow, sorry, Terry, I didn't interrupt.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, no problem. My complete screen printing business course live at Workhorse Products in Phoenix will be April 17th and 18th. The same class with Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago is May 22nd and 23rd. As I mentioned yesterday during the DAX seminar, those are filling up. In fact, people were asking, when is that class in Chicago? So if you're looking for a face-to-face class, and by the way, it's really nice in Phoenix right now, you can find those at my website, terrycombs.com, under the tab Tour Dates, and there's also a tab for each of these classes as well. How about you, Aaron? What do you have?
Awesome. Looking forward to seeing how those go and hearing all about the masks that you guys print up front. And all right. So coming up in just over a half hour, we've got at 11:30 a.m. Central Time today, Catch the Half with Eric Campbell and I. So I get to be on with Terry and then I get to be on with Eric. I'm really lucky guy on Fridays. And it's 30 minutes of Q&A. There's no, we don't come with a pre-designed, like, this is what we're going to talk about. It's all about interacting with you guys. It's all about answering questions. It's all about doing that. And as you can tell from this or other programs that Eric's done, we have an ability to stretch things out much longer than they probably need to go. So we cut this thing off at 30 minutes, no matter what. We're in the middle of a sentence, button gets hit, over 30 minutes. So check that out in just a little bit. You can find that if you go to liveosg.com, that'll get you to the YouTube page that it's on. And you can also search Eric Campbell over there on YouTube, or you can find it through our Facebook pages, either search Eric Campbell on Facebook or find our Success Group Pro over there at Facebook. And you can find that program happening. We're actually we actually bought a website for it. So coming soon. So stay tuned for that. But for right now, that's where you'll find
it. So if you're on that website and 30 minutes in, it turns off.
Just turns off. The website goes blank, right?
Come back tomorrow.
Yep, that's right. So anyhow, that happens every Friday. I think we're about seven episodes in, and it's just a blast. We have a great time. April 5th, talking about the DAX seminars, I'm going to be speaking about conquering fear and live to tell about it. So how small businesses can overcome their fears to be able to step outside of their comfort zone and do the things that they need to do for success. I'm going to give you techniques to confront the fear. And then we're going to take that fear and we're actually going to turn it into the art of success. That's the live to tell about it part is, okay, we conquered the fear, but that's just the first step. Now let's take that newfound freedom and ability to get outside of our comfort zone and really do something with it. So looking forward to presenting that on April 5th. April 7th, I'm going to be talking about finding your niche for more success. As you guys have heard over and over again here on Two Regular Guys, we love niche marketing. We're all about niche marketing. And I'm not going to be bringing up niche markets for you to market to. What we're going to do is work out ways that you can focus on finding the niche that's going to be right for you. So we'll kind of understand what having a niche means, because I think that's normally the first place people get tripped up is like, I can't just pigeonhole myself to one space. You know, we have to get into that area that we need to be in. So that's what's happening on April 7th. And then new event, and we don't have the information up quite yet. It'll be up sometime this week, hopefully, or next week, I'm sorry. April 14th, our success group, my company that I have with Todd Downing, we're hosting a free webinar titled How to Be a Goal Getter, Setting Goals You Will Achieve. And that's goal getter, right? So anyhow, there'll be more details coming soon. But if you want to get on the list to be the first to hear about that, just head over to oursuccessgroup.com/empower and put your information in there. Once you do that, you'll actually get an email right away with some other free content as well. So looking forward to doing that on April 14th. Let's see here, Terry. Eric has also got another program coming up today. It is Education Friday, and we'll have Podcast Monday with Screensaver, and then we'll have Education Friday. So you join Eric on his show at 2:30 Mountain Time.
Daylight Time. It'll be 1:30 Mountain Standard Time in Arizona. Oh, sorry, my goodness.
Just go over to Eric Campbell's Facebook page or his YouTube page and hit the get reminder and it'll come up for you. So it's called The Take Up, and today is episode number 59. And he's talking embroidery beyond apparel, talking about accessories and segments that aren't wearables. So that should be a very interesting show. I may have to check that out. If my wife's driving during that time, I will check it out. And then he will be presenting at the DAX show. He's already done one show just like Terry, but his next one coming up Tuesday, March 30th, Everyday E-commerce for Embroiderers. Eric covers the considerations that all embroiderers should take into account when starting or revamping their online stores, from the different modes of e-commerce, including custom decoration, to retail styled stores, to the why and how behind customer adoption of online tools and more. So that's happening Tuesday, March 30th. And then we've been talking about this for a while, but we actually have now set a date. Eric's new webinar will be coming soon. May 8th is when this webinar is going to happen. And working title subject to change here, but the working title I came up, Mastering and Marketing Patches. So patches are hot in the embroidery world right now. And I think this is going to give you all of the tools that you need to really understand them and master them. If you'll go over to decorators.education/DNLD, you can get on the list there to get details as we have that up as well. And again, goal is to have that going next week as well. So busy week next week.
Sounds like it.
Dean says, no time to work with all of these things. Well, there you go. Put them on in the background. You got it. All right, Terry. Well, perfect timing. We've come to the close of another show. We want to thank Adrian Palmer from Screen Printing Magazine. Really great information. Really cool to check in on all of the great things that they've got going on. So make sure you go over and check them out at screenprintingmag.com. Great stuff. And just follow it all. Check it all out.
All right. We also want to thank our show producer and our team, Eric Campbell. Thanks, Eric, for all you're doing in the background. Keep everything running. Keep us, keep the trains running on time with us.
Yep. Terry, next week, as we kind of already alluded to, I will be there in your home office there. We'll see what the setup looks like. But we're going to be joined by the Taco Guys, Jay Bissell and Jeff Solomon. They have tacos with Jay and Jeff, and we were able to be on their program not too long ago. And we've got them coming on our program. We're going to have a little wing versus taco showdown, right? That's what it's all about. No.
And Jeff's a little bitter about it. So about tacos being better than wings.
Yeah. He's really hardcore about it. Jay's a little more on the fence. I think he'll enjoy a wing with us, but that's not what it's all about. We'll obviously have some fun with that. But we're going to be talking about promotional products, how apparel fits into the promo products world, and some untapped markets us apparel folks might be missing from the promo world. So that there are a kind of connection to that promo world. And I'm really looking forward to talking to them after we've convinced them that wings are better than tacos.
Jay and Jeff are giants in promotion and branding. And so they're, it's going to be a great show and a great opportunity for listeners to ask questions of a couple of guys that have been in that space for a long, long time. So,
yeah,
but Aaron, until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.